Radio Central.
Radio Centraal, 107.9.
Radio Centraal, 103.9.
Dat was tof, hè?
FM.
Radio Centraal.
Radio Centraal, 103.9 FM.
Radio Centraal.
Goedemiddag, u bent welkom, ik niet. Wij zijn allemaal welkom. U luistert naar Tyfus op Radio Centraal 103.9 FM via en op en door Radio Centraal. En vandaag met de gast Donna Summer.
Radio Centraal.
Radio Centraal.
In augustus 2 augustus.
Radio Centraal.
Een zeer speciale sfeer ontstaat er al reeds hier in de studio. Zeer relaxe sfeer, zeer aangenaam. Er is koffie, er zijn koekjes, er is thee, er is zelfs een beetje plat water. En soms wordt er zelf al eens een pintje gedronken. Grappig ook, want hier in de studio zit meneer Donna Summer. Hello Donna.
Hello.
Donna Summer, afkomstig uit het verre New York in de USA. En Donna Summer heeft deze week op Pukkelpop gespeeld. I'm telling the people at home that you played on Pukkelpop. A very big festival. Because normally you're used to play in little clubs, no?
Yes, that's true.
That's nice. And now you played in a big festival.
Well, it's kind of funny because normally I usually say yes to any time anybody wants me to play. So I could play in someone's living room, and it would be cool.
That's what you're doing right now, because this looks a little bit like a very cozy living room. You're playing in a little living room here on Radio Central. You're going to play live for us a little bit later?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's very nice, and we are very grateful for that.
Well, I'm very grateful that you have time for me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice. First, we're going to listen to we just listened to a very nice piece of music from the Flying Luttenbachers. And a funny thing is, you asked me, like, hey, what is this? And I say, oh, this is the Flying Luttenbachers. And you say, oh, yeah, I sampled them.
Yeah,
it's very funny. It's on the CD you just gave me or not?
No, it's on the last album I had out called This Needs to Be Your Style.
That's too bad, and we don't have it here. But they don't know it, and that's very funny. And you have to tell them, I think.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, for sure. En nu gaan we luisteren naar een geweldig nummertje van een cd die nog niet is uitgekomen en die binnen 2 weken zal uitkomen. Namelijk van Mono, afkomstig uit Zwitserland. En we luisteren nogmaals naar het derde nummer, het beste nummer op de nog uit te komen cd, dus bij Subdeviant Recordings. Hier in de studio al dus. Het was een kleine feedback van een koptelefoon die in de buurt kwam van een microfoon. Wat wou ik nu eigenlijk weer zeggen? You've been curator of exhibitions before?
Yeah, I was. My background's actually in the visual art world, and I was an art critic and an artist and a curator. And
then you fucked it up completely, and then you went into the electronica.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah?
I was an art critic, and I was doing a lot of work for that, and was getting some, like, I don't know, notice or something, and was writing a lot of reviews. And one of the things that I thought I'd do is, if I didn't like something, I actually would write that I didn't like something.
Mm-hmm.
Because evidently I found out that you're not supposed
to. That's how it has to be, of course. Well, here on the radio, if he hates someone, he will really feel it.
Well, the problem was is that I guess in America, people don't really like it when you tell them that you don't like their work.
I think no one does. If someone tells me they don't like my work, I'm...
You punch them in the nuts.
No, I'm going to be like very sarcastic about it all the time. Like, yeah, you don't like my work all the time. And I cannot shut up about it. And then I keep on talking to this person all the time.
So here's another piece of artwork you won't like, right?
Okay.
You say, like, here's another one. Yeah, here's another one.
All the time.
No, but anyway, so I got fired from all of my art critic jobs within a month. I'd been doing it for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden I had four different things I wrote for, and they all fired me within a month, like boom, boom, boom.
It was a conspiracy.
I think so, yes.
You think so?
Well, it doesn't matter. Anyways, the point is I moved to New York City to become a big international art star. And it didn't work, I guess. But I started doing video artwork, and I started working more and more on the soundtracks because I'd been making kind of noise for years. And then I realized one day that I was working longer on the soundtrack than I had been on the video. And then so I just kept working more on sound. And then I kind of looked up and I was like, wait a minute, I haven't made anything visual in about a year and a half, 2 years. So I guess I'm a musician now.
You are a musician. Everyone that even fart in a microphone and record it is a musician. So you are definitely a musician.
All right, that's good.
Do I say it right? Musician. It's mew, not musician.
Yeah, it's mew.
Yeah, mew. I've put something ready here from you. It is your latest 7-inch, I think, on the record label of Hrvatsky.
It's actually run by a guy from Cologne, Germany. It's called Tonschant. That's the name of the label. Tonschant.
But Hrvatsky also made a 7-inch on in this same series.
He has, and a tremendous amount of people have. There's a big list of people here. It's
I cannot read. That's a bit.
Yosef Suchi, Vote Robot, Viber Cathedral Orchestra. Jazz Kammer. So lots of other people.
And the song we are gonna listen to, you made together with David who?
Well, it's funny because I have listed on the record that it's that it features David Grubbs, and David Grubbs was the guitar player and songwriter for a band called Gastro del Sol, who was in Chicago and was very influential in America on what they're calling, I guess, post rock.
Yeah,
and so he came. I do a radio show in New York as well, and he came over and played live, and we recorded the whole session, right? Mm-hmm.
Like we are doing right now, and afterwards we're going to bootleg it, and then we're going to make lots of money on your back.
Fantastic. If there's anybody else, I wouldn't like it, but it's you. It's okay.
Thank you.
No, so anyway, so what happened was I was working on the song for a long time, and I couldn't get it to really work right. And then I realized that I had his whole radio session, and it included him warming up with the guitar, just kind of like tuning it and saying like me, 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 me and stuff. And so I just took all of the stuff from him because it's recorded really nicely and put it into this song. And then so he didn't even know that I had done it. So it's like I collaborated with him without him knowing about it.
That's nice. And now he knows or not yet?
Yeah, he knows about it.
So you're not only a thief, you're also like a bit like a friendly thief. Afterwards, you're going to bring it back, actually.
Exactly.
The things you stole.
Exactly.
That's nice. We're going to listen to the song you made together with your friend. And the song is called?
Awkward Song About Love.
Nice.
Thank you.
Luisteren naar een fragment van Piskes. Met Piskes, wat betekent Piskes nu meer?
Volgens mij heeft dat iets te maken met vissen ofzo.
Ik denk het ook. Ja. In ieder geval ook welkom in studio Sick Boy, die hier dus de mooie man Donna Summer heeft meegebracht naar de studio.
Hallo.
En die hem ook heeft op het podium gedragen eigenlijk tijdens Pukkelpop.
Niet echt.
Een verschrikkelijk festival, maar we speelden toch op zijn minst één fatsoenlijke act. Hoe was dat festival zelf?
Heel veel volk eigenlijk en al superveel om er naartoe te gaan. Ook heel druk eigenlijk. Dus we kwamen er binnen en om 3:30 speelde Donna Summer.
S'nachts? S'middags?
Nee, s'middags hè. Dus wij kwamen er toe rond 3:00 en de tent was redelijk leeg. Maar toen hij begon, was het echt wel direct vol een bak en iedereen ging uit zijn dak.
Ja?
Ja, echt wel.
Dat is fantastisch. Ik ben heel benieuwd. Ik ga Sebes ook totaal uit mijn dak. Because you are gonna play here. You, of course, you didn't understand what I say. But
I have no idea, but yeah, it's okay.
It's very good. We just heard a song out of the brand new Rotkop, which is finally out, the number 6, which also contains a CD. And you're gonna make something for the next CD, I heard. Or you already make something.
Yes, I already made something. And if all goes well, I'll have a other sneaky little contribution.
All right. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's mysterious.
Yeah, it is very mysterious.
I actually have the CD with me, so maybe, I don't know.
We can play it maybe later.
Yeah,
no, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Actually, we don't play the Rotkop stuff before it's out.
Oh, that's true.
And we just heard a song of Piskes, which is another project of the guy of DS Airlines. Dus bij de nieuwe Sea Creatures issue van Rotkop. You're gonna play now, you. You are. So I'm gonna put the microphone closed. En hier hebt u als luisteraar dan, en wij dus zelf ook, een volledige live sessie van Donna Summer.
We'll be right back.
everybody at home gives you a daverend applause. And you want to know what that means?
Sure.
Of course you don't.
I don't know. I don't know anything, but it's okay, because I'm like...
It's actually very nice to talk in Flemish to you.
Cool.
No, I liked it very much. Thank you. Thanks a lot for playing here in the studio of...
My pleasure.
Radio Centraal. Een live set van Donna Summer, dus recht uit New York en speciaal voor dit programma overgevlogen en Pukkelpop kan daar dan nog wel bij. Just telling the people that you came specially to this show and that you also a little bit wanted to play at Pukkelpop.
Yeah, it was okay, but it's all about this show, meet Dennis and everything.
Nee, maar er staat toch wel nog een live fragment klaar met heel veel live publiek, want je zult wel horen... hoeveel enthousiaste mensen er naar Donna Summer luisteren op Pukkelpop?
Dit lijkt wel een reclamespot. We zijn eigenlijk aan het aanprijzen hoeveel mensen er enthousiast kunnen zijn over
iets. Nee, maar
het
was gewoon, zo.
En die mensen zitten daar nog in de studio ook. We're gonna listen to a little fragment of the recordings of Pukkelpop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really exciting. I think that if all works out, that I'll actually have this released as a live CD too.
Yeah?
Yeah, so
that's nice.
Consider it to be a super, super sneak preview.
Normally, if we get the tape from the PA, and if we put the mini-disc recordings together.
Yeah, we're going to mix a live, like a real live recording, and then with the microphone of people going crazy, and it's going to sound great.
That's good. I'm very curious, and I can't wait to hear it. I also can't wait to live in the living room. Woo!
Thank you.
It sounds like a football game. You were at a football game there.
Yeah, pretty much. I think pretty much a football game.
And you just won.
Did you saw some other bands as well in at Pukopop?
Yeah.
Fisher Spooner.
We did see Fisher Spooner. Yeah. They actually live in the same neighborhood that I live in New York.
You know them personally as well, so?
No, but I have all these friends that know them because they were like pretty much just like kind of losers, you know, in New York. Like they couldn't hold a job. Like, you know, they tried to be like one
of us. We don't even have a job.
You guys are like, you stop looking.
You're the big
What's a job?
You stop looking, right? And they couldn't, one of them tried to be a painter, and it didn't work. And then all of a sudden they started this Fisher Spooner thing, and it, like, totally exploded. And they, like, have traveled around, and now they're this, like, big-time act. And, I actually didn't like them, but Sick Boy liked it a lot. I thought that was kind of dumb, but...
No, I like the theater thing about, like, they were, like, a boys band or a girls band.
Yeah.
And, like, had their dancers next to them.
Well, the thing was is that I expected it to be more fun than it was. Like it was like they were dancing and there was like visuals and
cannons,
wind machines and like confetti cannons, but I didn't think it was fun. So it was kind of like, to me, it was like a cross between like NSYNC or like a boy band and Kraftwerk.
Well, it was like a
boy band with dancing, but it was all cold. It was like really cold, like no expression on their face.
Yeah, but like, and for every song he had like a different suit and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I
mean, that's nice.
No, yeah,
it's cool. I mean, I don't know.
I think Dennis would have liked it for sure.
Yeah, I think you would have liked it.
Yeah,
I think the music's really bad though.
I'm quite into bad acts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you would have loved it. Yeah. But I mean, we saw some of Rancid via Jürgen and
what else did we see?
Radian. I liked Radian. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of Noriko Tajiko. Yeah, we saw some of Sex.
Sex?
Yeah.
What is that?
CEX.
Yeah, Sex, this is a guy from Tiger Beat 6 Records. With Kid 606, does the label.
Together with Kid 606 Live?
No. He does the label with Kid 606, Tiger Beat 6.
Yeah, so it was really fun, and there's obviously a tremendous amount of people, as you can hear.
Yeah,
and it was a really great show.
It sounds insane. Did you ever experience that before?
Not like that size.
No?
I mean, I've had a couple of shows where they were, like, you know, capacity crowds, and when you yell or you ask them to make noise, they really do. Like, it first happened at a show in Leeds in the UK where it was a kind of a small building, but it was like, past capacity. Like, people were just shoulder to shoulder. And it was the first time, like, I played this one song, and they didn't really like it that much. But then I played the first song that I played for you today, the kind of rock and roll psychedelic thing. And after that, it was just like... You know, and that was the first time that I'd really gotten that kind of experience. Like, whoa, that's a lot of noise. So, so it's cool, man. I'm kind of a junkie for it now.
Yeah,
I'm looking for it.
You really want to play more big festivals now?
Oh yeah, I'm ready to play the main stage at Pukopop next year. I'm ready to play for 40,000 people. I'm totally ready.
It's too bad I couldn't come. There was no place in the car left, and I couldn't. And
next
I couldn't
year,
come.
Next
yeah,
year.
Next year next I will year. Maybe come, but I hate Pukopop actually quite a lot.
Yeah, but if you can get in for free...
then it's okay.
Well, it's kind of funny because I don't think I've been around that many really young kids, like teenagers.
You're not a kid anymore, that's for sure.
No, I'm an old fat guy.
Yeah, and the people at home, they don't see it, of course, but you really look like very old. I can't help...
It's true.
Yeah.
I walk with a cane sometimes.
But you thought I was older as well, so...
I thought you walked with a cane as well.
Yeah. I have a piece in plastic bags, though. That's a little bit of a... But maybe we just shouldn't talk about our private lives, and we should talk about your radio show.
Oh, yeah, I do a radio show in New York City on a radio station called WFMU.
Yeah, it's quite a famous radio station that does a lot of things on the internet as well. I found a lot of links to it from nice websites.
Since
I'm internet addicted.
We actually stream all of our programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So each show is broadcast live on the internet. And then after that, each of the shows is archived. So for my show, which is called Advanced D&D, it's all archived. So there's like a year and a half of radio shows. And what I've done is I've actually made it so that people can click on individual songs. So you can pull up a playlist. And if you see one that you really like...
You can play it. And you can download it as well.
I don't think you can download it, but there are programs you can get that will help you do that. So.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It sounds very nice.
Yeah, but you need like a big server for all these archives?
We have it all. It's all good. Yeah. So, but the website is www.wfmu.org, and then that's the main website. And my site is wfmu.org/Donna Summer, one word. And then you go to the Advanced D&D website, and you can hear Sick Boy played many times, and you can hear all kinds of other people that are just starting out or have been playing for a million years. Or
a million years, that's very long. This program seemed to be already like a million years, and it's almost finished, so we say goodbye to you.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming to the studio and for playing live here. It was an honor for the radio. The complete team of Radio Central is clapping behind the window. You see it here.
They're all waving.
They're all waving now.
Oh, we come for champagne. Yeah, straks, yeah.
You can also see this on the webcam. And the counter is going low now. The counter of the people who are listening now, because it's almost 3, and then they put the radio station and then put the radio off, because then there is the next program.
The next program is so bad that nobody really wants to listen. So the ratings go. You can see it on the number of the screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Indeed, yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, thank you very much. And er is een kleine kans dat u morgenavond Donna Summer live kan aan het werk zien in het Lintfabriek samen met de Locust en Orterelm. Maar dat is helemaal niet zeker. Maar we gaan proberen die man daar toch wel te sluiten. Dat we die daar binnen smijten en dat die toch maar moet spelen, want dat kan toch... Tot volgende week, dag.